Today is the 29th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian, and it's great to be here with you around the global campfire today on a unique day. We don't get these days very often. I can't remember if this is the fourth or fifth leap year that we've had since the Daily Audio Bible began. But here we are in this strange place where we get an extra day. And this is the Daily Audio Bible. So what do we do with this extra day? Because we're all here around the global campfire together. So what I thought we'd do today is I'll read a little bit of scripture. I want to read you my favorite psalm today. And then I'll just give you a little bit of an update, just real briefly on kind of where we are in the development project that we were talking about at the end of the year last year. I'll just kind of update you on that a little bit. But let me read for you the psalm that probably brings me the most comfort and that I turn to probably the most often of any portion of scripture, at least in my own life. And that is Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed me in my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. If I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Father, we embrace that. We take incredible comfort in the fact that there is nowhere that we can go that you are not. That there are no depths that we cannot call to you, and that you are not there. that there is no circumstance that you are not aware of, that you are here, whether we are aware of it, whether we perceive it, whether we are paying attention or not. You are with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And we are grateful for that. And we take comfort and rest in that today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we got this leap year. And I guess I got these few minutes, and so let me just update you. We've been, well, I told it last year. I told the whole story last year that right after COVID, we really had to make some pretty significant, really, really weighty choices about where we were going with technology. I mean, it's just, it's a hard thing to keep up with, as we're probably all aware, but it's a hard thing to keep up with. And just having the foresight for where you're going, it was the first time that we ever really were able to sit down and map that out, because the Daily Audio Bible was this anomaly that just kind of took off and just was this thing right off the bat. And so we just were playing catch up the whole way. And so just to realize we've really got to think this through for the long term, because it seems as if the Lord has it in mind that we can continue to do this, that we can continue to bring the spoken word of God every day. And that requires an everyday commitment, and that requires an infrastructure to support an everyday commitment. And we have it, but it's just kind of pieced together. We need to build this thing. And so we started. And it is a massive endeavor. Those of you who are developers out there or in that kind of world, you know, like it's just as big as building anything in the physical world. And so there's just a lot involved. And we've been doing that for the last couple of years, just quietly behind the scenes, maintaining what we, the infrastructure that we have around the Global Campfire, with the idea of kind of moving into a forever home sort of situation. And so that has been in development. And what that ultimately means is just like this, the way that everything is done around here is just done through completely new architecture. And so a brand new Daily Audio Bible app that sits on top of that brand new architecture and website, just all the infrastructure is being built. And we were kind of rounding the corner at the end of the year. So we brought out like all of the music from the Daily Audio Bible and pressed them on vinyl albums. Those are still available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. And all those resources go into this project. But here we are in 2024, and this is the year. I think we had this forecasted. This is the year that this lands later in the year. And so major strides in just the functionality of the application itself, because it's a different thing. It has a lot more features and is built to kind of keep us connected and kind of keep us moving forward where we are and not getting lost, and just allowing us to stay in the rhythm of what we're doing here every day. All those functionalities are functioning properly and looking great. And so now we're turning into just some of the more secure pieces of everything, and then that will lead us sometime in June to start probably beta testing. And we'll talk about that more when we get there. We'll probably be beta testing. Well, not probably. We will be beta testing small at first, but then that will move into a more open beta situation that you can get involved in and help us make sure that we catch the things that we may have missed. It's complicated. And that's an understatement, and it's way over my head, but it's complicated. And so that's where we are, and really, really excited to see that land. It's just kind of a long, long-term plan that's been happening really since about, I guess, 2017. My mom died that year, and that really that made me an orphan. My parents were both gone, and that caused a significant amount of self-reflection. Those of you who have been through the loss of a parent that you loved deeply, and in the hole that that leaves in your life, that left a lot of consideration in my own life and in my own place in life and in my work and what I'm doing and in my service to God and His kingdom and just family and how I read in the scriptures, households, and how this is such a family-centric thing, and how we can be so outwardly focused in our lives that we're doing all these things, but maybe the mission field is actually inside the house, and that's where it starts. And so we just started making some changes and began to develop a farm and continue over years to develop a place that will grow and hopefully eventually be a place for all of us in some sort of way. And then just rethinking the infrastructure and rebuilding that and building that kind of for the long haul as we build physically for the long haul. It's just been kind of a long, long process, and I'm used to long processes. That's kind of been my life, even before ministry. Long processes aren't foreign to me, but long processes are long, and there are the moments in processes where you're like, I don't know if we're going to make it, but we are, and things are going well. And so thank you for your continued prayers as this kind of new home for the Global Campfire, for all of us here, comes to fruition as we continue to just steward what's happening here, this unique thing that we call the Global Campfire, this unique thing of showing up for each other and being in each other's stories and just trying to be the body of Christ, trying to care for each other, trying to love one another, trying to have open hearts toward one another. As we continue to build that out, thank you for your prayers. And I guess that's it. I guess I could sit here and talk to you for another hour and just chit-chat, talk about what's going on, and maybe we'll do that sometime, but maybe today we'll just let this leap year be what it is, and we'll take the scriptures that we've brought into our lives today from the 139th Psalm and let them wash over us. God is with us. He will never leave us. There is nowhere we can go to flee from His presence. Have a wonderful day. I'm Brian. I love you. I do. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, CAB. This is Chris, the sojourner of Chris and Beth from Georgia. Just an update on our granddaughter who's suffering from botulism. I just thank you for all your prayers and praise God. She is making incredible progress. I think she's out of the woods. She's moving down from intensive care to kind of a step down ward, I guess is what you would call it. She is showing signs of muscle control returning. Against all odds. It could be weeks and weeks, and instead it's days. So thank you, everyone, for your prayers. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of this community and to be part of the kingdom. I love you all. Bye now.
Good morning, neighbors. I wanted to pray for God's yellow flower today and her son, Keith, and everything that they are going through, facing. Dear Heavenly Father God, I pray for Keith in the stage four cancer, Lord, and the decisions that they have to make and the point where they are right at this moment, Lord, that you will just be with Susan, Lord. Give her an enormous amount of comfort and love just shared around her, and that she can feel it all the way through to her heart bones, Lord. Please, God, be with her son, Keith. Help him to be able to talk about his feelings and emotions and what he's going through so that Susan can know what he needs. But God, we know that she also has been dealing with this for so long, for 5 years, taking care of her son. God, we just pray that you will give her an enormous amount of wisdom and that she will also have feel the power of prayers that have been going up for her, Lord, and that she knows, God, that you are there with her, guiding her in every step of the way. And also in Keith's mind and soul. And I just pray, Lord, that he'll just draw them closer to you and closer together, and that they can have joy in this tremendous, stressful time in their lives, Lord. Also pray for her daughter, Lord, that whatever the outcome is of these nodules that were found, Lord, please, God, let it be benign and no serious any kind of illness, Lord, and just please, God, give her that answer to prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen.
Hey guys, it's Friend of God in Denver. So first things first, I've been doing the 40-day prayer challenge for From Junk to Treasure for financial abundance for her. I got my blessing in that regard. And so today's day 40th for me, so I want to pray that out loud and in front of the body of Christ. So here we go. Lord, I pray you may bless From Junk to Treasure in her going in and her going out, that you might bless her in her laying down and in her getting up, that you might bless her that all her blessings that you've had for her since the moment you made her might overtake her all at once. I pray, Father, she may have peace and abundance in every area of her life, including her finances, and that she might find her rest in you. In Jesus' name I ask this, and in Jesus' name I thank. Also, I'm going to update my moniker. I prayed to God to get me a cool, you know, give me a cool moniker, because I love some of your monikers like Kingdom Seeker or God Smile, Continuous Resting in Prayer. Those are really cool monikers, and I wanted one like that. And Friend of God was just a placeholder. And he gave me one, I think, and I really like it. It's actually kind of in the same vein as Friend of God. The new moniker is going to be Friend of the Bridegroom in Denver. So I kind of got inspired by one of the recent readings, and I really like it. So that's it for now. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is February 27th, and I just listened to the prayer requests. A young lady from Texas called in, and she would like us to pray for her sister, Laura, and for her niece, Ashley, and the unfortunate circumstances that are happening there, that Ashley is a special needs young lady. She's attacking her mother. She is not sleeping. They've been trying to get her help, but it doesn't seem to be working. Lord, we come before you. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come into this situation, to come in to Ashley, to Laura, to this young lady who called in. Lord, move within their hearts. We pray that Ashley will be healed from what is going on and the what's going on, Lord. We want healing from that. We want them being Ashley and her mother to get along. We understand there's not much sleep, Lord. They need rest. They need peace. We are coming before you, Lord, on bended knee, that you would be with this mother and daughter, Lord, that you would heal the situation, heal what's going on, give them peace and rest, and put people in their lives that will be able to help them, to walk them through this dark valley that they are in, Lord. We lift this up to you. In Jesus' name, amen, and God bless. And remember, the same Lord and Savior that saved us is the same Lord and Savior that can save our children.